Connor, it looks like there's kind of a nice moment towards the end of the practice where there's a lot of pat taps and hugs and things like that. What was going on in that moment?
Oh, nothing. Just, you know, excited to be back at it.
Looking back to last night's game, Connor, you guys battled back four different times from a one-goal deficit, obviously, of course, the overtime. I mean, what was your take on your team's performance and your performance?
It's hard to say, you know. Me personally, I liked a lot of my game. It felt the same it's been, and nice and tight. But then a couple pucks just kind of squeaked through, and kind of bad luck goals. I don't know. It's tough to say why those went in, but, I mean, that's hockey. It happens to everyone. And the way we battled and answered our call, that's a great thing. And, you know, I thought we battled hard and stayed in it right to the end and got a point for it.
Is it tough on goaltenders coming off a three-day break like that? You obviously haven't had a practice. You get the morning skate. But is it tough on goalies when you've gone maybe a few days without really seeing any pucks? It seemed like there were a lot of high-scoring games in the league last night.
Yeah, well, it's just getting the timing back. And I feel like those games go two ways. Either you shut them out and it's a blowout, or it's a high-scoring affair. So it's more of getting the timing back and getting the battle level back up and the juices flowing. And, you know, I mean, they're in the same boat. They gave up. I mean, they went to OT with us, so they're in the same boat. So at the end of the day, it's a battle of inches, and unfortunately they got it.
You, of course, were coming off. Your last start was the shutout in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. I mean, just how would you assess maybe this last stretch of games, half dozen or so, for you personally?
For me personally, I've liked a lot of the feel of my game. I think I'm challenging well. I think I'm moving well. I'm staying tight. But there's a couple unlucky bounces that are going against me right now. A lot of pucks are just deflecting in and getting kicked in. And honestly, it's the ebbs and flows of a season. I had a really good month prior, and then this month the bad bounces came into my game. So you got to think next month's going to be pretty fun for me.
Right. Do you like the challenge that lies ahead here for yourself and your team? Obviously, some really good opponents on the schedule coming up.
Oh, absolutely, and that's when you figure out if you're a playoff team or not. You play some good opponents, and after Christmas, it's you got to win to stay in because everyone's winning. That's in a playoff spot, so we got a big challenge ahead, and we got to be prepared every single night.
It's been well documented your success, the team's success, afternoon games. Is this kind of the perfect storm again for you with a 2 o'clock game and a chance to get 3 of 4 points from this club on the back end of the home and home?
You could say that. I personally really like afternoon games, so I know I'll have a little extra buzz in my game, and you know, it feels good right now. So I got to clean up a couple rebounds, and I think things are going to be good.
Do you see anything different just in this stretch of games where you guys have won two of seven?
Is that what it is? We're 2-7 the last?
Two and five.
Okay. Not necessarily. I mean, pucks are getting kicked in a little bit more and deflecting off skates, and I can't blame anyone, you know. I don't think it's my fault. I don't think it's the guys in front of me fault. I think it's just it's a product of the game. And, I mean, things like this happen. And at the end of the season, if we're sitting in a playoff spot, no one's really going to care what happened this month, right? So we got to continue battling and grinding. And, you know, this is going to phase itself out.
Just one more from me, but on the penalty kill, Connor, talk about the ebbs and flows. Mm-hmm. Penalty kill looked like it was maybe turning around a bit, but it's had a rough stretch as of late. Any thoughts as to why that is?
Well, like I said, we're getting pucks kicked in and tipped in. And I mean, last night, their power play goal, the guy fans on it off our defenseman's hand, ran into another guy's tape, who shoots it wide, deflects off my butt and in. Now, who's going to take the blame for that? That's a good PK that they end up scoring on, so it makes us look bad, right? So statistics don't always tell the whole story. And